Good morning. Welcome back to Divinity 648. My name is Christina. Today is Tuesday, July 11th. It is 6:59 in the morning Eastern Standard Time. Primarily Gemini energy, possibly Capricorn, Taurus, Pluto vibes. You have this vibe going on, right, where you have gone through quite a bit, you've stepped into your energy, you kind of risen up a bit as far as overall vibration, and there's some people or someone specifically that you may or may not be close to. The number 7 is significant with them, the number 6 is significant. They want forgiveness, or they're trying to get on a clean slate with you, or a fresh start, a new beginning, or like a clean slate, right? They want to move forward. They want to work together. They want to have things the way that they used to be. They want to join forces, so to speak, right? And that could be in any area. If this is someone that you go to school with, someone that you are on again, off again friends with, someone who you work with, someone anywhere, family, whatever. They're doing this because they're recognizing that your energetic presence in your life needs to be there, right? Whether it's on a toxic low vibrational wave or it's on a mid to high level wave, they don't even care. They just want that connection. They want that exchange of energy. You know, it's like some kids, they act out, they rebel because they want attention, and they don't even care at a certain point if it's good attention or bad attention. They just want the attention. And then it gets to the point where they don't even care whose attention they're getting it from, as long as it somehow, some way triggers you to have a reaction. So that way there's an exchange of energy somehow, some way linked back to them. They could be doing this completely unconsciously. They might not even know it. They could be going and getting readings. How's this one doing? How's that one doing? And, you know, being nosy, checking in on people that they no longer really cross paths with. And then they hear certain things that trigger them. And they're like, well, wait a minute. That should be for me. I should be involved in that. I should have some level of gratitude with this individual, whether they're giving it to me or I'm giving it to them. But somehow, some way, I want to be in with that. Right? And again, they don't care if it's low vibrational or high vibrational, depending on your dynamic, because for some individuals, they are low vibrational. They're very toxic. They're looking for any and every way to get an arousal out of you. They're looking for any and every way to have that connection. Others of you, it's a higher vibrational person, right? They really genuinely miss the friendship, or they miss the relationships, or they miss that being able to pick up the phone and picking things back up where they left off, even if there was a gap or a period of time of not having that. And they're recognizing this within themselves, and they're hoping to some degree that you will recognize this within yourself. For some of you, you could have had 5D communication last night, right? That was extremely potent last night. There was a lot of close your eyes, breathe in, breathe out, and you'd be surprised what you can pick up on. Again, that's if you're working with frequencies, if you're working with wave patterns that allow you to kind of tap in and really get to know yourself and communicate in the 5D without needing verbal communication. Receiving, being open to receive, right? That's the key there, because anybody can shut that down just like turning off a radio, okay? So some of you could have got some 5D communication, right? Or you need to go within yourself and ask yourself, where is your heart? Where do you want to be? Where are your emotions? Some of you are overcoming some energetic attacks, because think about that whole karmic celebrity situation I raised in a couple of episodes ago, right? You've got the Justin Bieber and the Selena Gomez and the Carmack, Where's your heart? Where, when you close your eyes and you shut off all that noise, where's your emotions? Where are you vulnerable emotionally? Who's that person? Is it your children? Is it your family? Is there actually a significant other that you want to be with? Have you shut them out so much that you're not even giving their radio station an opportunity to play a song that can trigger you, right? It's almost like, again, I keep going back to the radio. You guys have to understand that this level of communication, which is going to be the new normal, right? Psychic energy is now the new normal. The average individual is going to have psychic capabilities, right? That's what this is all about. This is that opening yourself up, whether you want to consciously accept it or not, picking up on frequencies. You have the right to turn it off or you can turn it on. You can turn it louder. Just be mindful that you're allowing yourself to set up boundaries and recognize other people's boundaries. Some people really genuinely do not have the means to physically reach out. So they're sitting there in their feels thinking and explaining how they feel, not recognizing that because the veil's gone and now 5D communication flows just like things flow out in outer space, right? It's a continuous flow. It's a continuous movement until something stops it. Well, with telepathic communication or... People like us, right? Who can communicate in such a manner. You need to give yourself the opportunity to allow people in, right? You need to remind yourself that it's important 30 minutes a day to shut your mind off, take a nice deep breath, and actually hear your insides. Get out of your headspace and work with your intuition. Work with your solar plexus. Work with your waves and your frequencies, right? When I said a while ago that gravity is starting to change. Okay, this is starting with communication. This is starting with thought patterns. So when you're sending thoughts out, they're actually making their way to the individual that you're thinking of in a faster rate of time, in a shorter distance. I don't know how else to explain it. So Gemini, Taurus, Capricorn, watch your vibes today. Pay attention to the way you feel around other individuals. Try to focus more on your breathing and the way that you feel in certain rooms, during certain conversations, and with certain individuals. Start focusing more on your energetic self so that way you are completely balanced. And you're going to do this anyway, whether it's conscious or unconscious. It's still going to happen. Ascend, open your mind, level up a bit. Again, overall energy, there's some energy of someone wanting someone to dim their shine a little bit so they can fit in a little bit more. They want them to change a little bit more. They want them to be a little bit more, not transparent, but more, maybe don't tell so much about yourself to people, leave that mystery, but interact more. Basically, they want you to be kind of fake. That's the bottom line of it. You know, if you're around someone that you don't like, they want you to sit there with a smile on your face and pretend everything is great because you have no reason not to, right? If you're around someone who you know doesn't like you, because first impressions never walk away, they want you to pretend that you never picked up on that first impression and believe that they actually like you, right? They could have had the wrong opinion of you, which gave off that wrong impression, and they're slowly coming around and they're hoping for that connection, that forgiveness, even though they don't think anything's there that needs to be forgiven, right? It's kind of like what you may or may not have picked up on, or others may have or may not have picked up on with you. it's that common ground energy. It's that, can we fix this? Can we push forward? Can we let bygones be bygones? How can we grow from this type of energy? Overall, with the moon cycle, it's this energy of forgiveness. It's this energy of healing. It's this energy of turning things around, closure, right? Gravity's changing. It's changing first with the layers to this is communication. The way it flows throughout our universe is changing. You know, people are going to be, they're going to demonstrate more compassion. They're going to demonstrate more forgiveness, more understanding, more patience, because the way that information without verbal communication is going to be exchanged. You didn't ask for all of that, but it's kind of like you go on to a tarot card reading and they tell you, oh, this is going to happen. Be prepared for this to happen. And some people are chill with that because they're stuck in that physical realm. Me, I'm a deep individual. I like to know why the vibes are happening the way the vibes are happening. I want to know why people behave the way people behave, right? What energetic shifts are going on? What planetary alignments are influencing the average individual's thought process? Neutrinos, I'm not getting into molecular stuff, but like what's coming through. So if it's too much for you, then I'm not for you. But if you can follow what I'm putting down, then you'll understand, okay, there's bigger things going on. And the bottom line is we're in alignment with forgiveness. We're in alignment with healing. We're in alignment with pushing forward. Word of advice from ancestors, word of advice from the higher realm, do not dim your light just to fit in. If you're comfortable with being fake around people just to have peace, then that's something that you have to check your own morals, your own values, and your own ethics, and you have to use the appropriate discernment with the individuals that you cross paths with, right? You might do that for person A, person B, but you won't do that for C, D, E, F, G, and you might do it for the rest of the alphabet. Who knows? Use your own discretion, use your own discernment, and proceed accordingly. Try to make some time to quiet your mind. Right? See where your heart goes and your mind flows when you are not thinking about all day, every day, worldly things. Right? Focus on your breathing. Be still. Tell yourself, I remove all external influences from my mind, body, soul, spirit, energy. I cut all unhealthy, I cut all unhealthy connections, cords, and attachments, mind, body, soul, spirit, emotion, energy, right? I only want telepathic communication from individuals that mean well, genuine vibes, clear energy. Some of you have some people in your lives who are not even a part of your lives who just don't want to see you with certain individuals because they know that that's a force that can't be reckoned with, or that's the life that they wanted for themselves, or the person that they wanted for themselves, and they just can't see you having it. Again, you've got those low vibes going on and you got those high vibes going on. Use appropriate discernment with where you're tuning into your stations, right? When you turn on that radio, you don't want to listen to anything that's going to destroy your mind, your body, your soul, your spirit, or your energy. You want to be in alignment with something that's going to pick your energy up, right? You want to put on that music that's going to give you that high vibe feeling, right? That's that energy lesson that I got years ago when I learned about religion and ancestral paths and how we have so many origins, but there's really only four different human beings: red skins, yellow skins, white skins, black skins. That's what it boils down to. Right. And then we slap on the origins and the countries and all that otherness. But when it comes down to it, we're all on one planet. We technically all come from one home. depending on how high your vibration and your perspective can reach, right? Some of you are stuck in that skin tone, nationality, country, place of origin. You know, I don't fuck with you because of your religion. I don't mess with you because your skin color. I don't mess with you because of who you deal with. Others have actually ascended to the point where they're more in alignment with, man, we all live on the same freaking planet. I don't give a shit what color skin you have, what type of hair you have, where you come from. There's no physical attachment to country names, states, and all that otherness because it's irrelevant. It's just another way of calling out a coordinate to a place you call home on the same planet. If you think about it, right, it's easier to say I live in Massachusetts than to call out the exact coordinates, longitude, latitude. That's all you're really doing. When you get to a certain vibration and you have a certain perspective. So reflect on your past, reflect on where you're going, where you've been, where you want to see yourself. Make sure you're not confused, right? Make sure you're being realistic. Stay grounded. And pay attention to what connections want your attention and what connections that want your attention that you don't want to give it to. Call back your power, call back your energy, and proceed. But do not dim your light for anyone. I still keep hearing you can bend a little bit, right? Compromise a little bit. But don't sacrifice yourself. Don't sacrifice your morals, your values, your ethics, your dignity to appease others because it's easier.